Part 2, Listening Comprehension. In sections A, B, and C, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Mark the correct answer to each question on answer sheet 2. Section A, Conversations. In this section, you will hear several conversations. Listen to the conversations carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Questions 1 to 3 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the conversation. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Actually, I'm really fed up, Linda. It's Jane.
Jane? Who's Jane?
Oh, nobody really. Just the most stunningly attractive girl in my year at school.
Oh, is that all? So, what's the problem?
Well, the thing is, I just don't know how to make her notice me, or...
Wait a minute. I've got a brilliant idea. Why don't you try talking to her?
But I wouldn't know what to say.
Look, she's in your chemistry class, isn't she? You're good at chemistry. You could offer to help her with her chemistry homework. How about that?
Not bad. Just one problem.
What?
She's better than me at chemistry.
Okay, then. Well, there's that party at John's on Friday night. You could invite her.
Just another small problem. John's her boyfriend.
Questions 4 to 7 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the conversation. Yes, can I help you?
Yes. You see, I bought this personal stereo at your shop 3 days ago, and I'm afraid it hasn't really matched up to what I was told about it.
I see. What exactly is the matter?
Well, first of all, there's this large scratch across the front of it.
But you should have noticed that when you bought it.
But it was in the box and all sealed up.
Well, I'm sorry, but it really is your responsibility to check the goods when you buy them. How are we to know that it wasn't you who made the scratch?
That's ridiculous. But anyway, it's not the most important thing. I really am not happy about this other thing.
And what is that?
Look, it says here that the noise from it should be undetectable by other people.
Yes, that's right.
But people can hear it, and it's really embarrassing on the bus and the underground.
Well, I'm sorry, but it must be the way you are wearing the headphones.
Look, I know how to put earphones in my ears, thank you very much. But what I want to know is what you are going to do about it all.
Well, I suppose we could exchange it for another model if you really aren't happy with it.
No, I certainly am not.
Well, if I could just have the receipt.
Ah, yes. Well, there is a slight problem about the receipt.
Questions 8 to 10 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the conversation. Hello, Happy Time Catering Services, Victoria speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, Victoria. This is Joe Smith from Country Holidays. I wondered if you could do some catering for us next week. We're having a small reception. It's to launch our summer holiday advertising campaign. Would you be free?
When exactly is it, Mr. Smith?
April 21st? That's Thursday. Oh, sorry, no. It should be Friday.
Oh, yes, I can do that. Where will you be holding it?
We thought we'd have it at head office and use the conference room because there's enough room for everyone there.
Okay. What sort of things would you like?
Just a light lunch, I think, so that people can eat while they move around and talk to each other. You did something similar for us last year. We'd be happy to have the same menu again.
Right. I'll look in my diary and see what you had last time. Oh, I nearly forgot to ask you. How many should I cater for?
Well, I think most people will be able to come, perhaps around 30. No, let's say 35 to be sure.
Right. Thank you for getting in touch, Mr. Smith. I'll send you confirmation of the arrangements by the end of this week.
Okay.
Section B, Passages. In this section, you will hear several passages. Listen to the passages carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Questions 11 to 13 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the passage.
For shopaholics, the post-Christmas period means only one thing, sales. Across the country, prices are slashed on clothing, electronics, home furnishings, and more. But London is the place for serious shopping, and you can certainly pick up some amazing bargains. The sales start on Boxing Day, 26th of December, and continue for the month of January. But the keenest bargain hunters get there early to be first through the doors. In Oxford Street, queues formed outside shops ahead of pre-dawn openings for the start of their sales. At Brent Cross in North London, more than 1,000 people were queuing at 3:30 a.m. for the next clothing store sale, which began at 4 a.m. Some people even camped outside the shops to be the first in the line. Some people are taking their friends shopping with them and buying their Christmas presents in the sales, a practical but unromantic way of making sure you get the gift you really want. For a less exciting but less stressful shopping experience, online retailers are also getting in on the act with January sales of their own. The most organized of all are those who are already doing their present shopping for next Christmas in the January sales.
Questions 14 to 17 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the passage.
Ballroom dancing used to be seen as something rather unfashionable that old people might do. For the past 5 years, though, the popularity of ballroom dancing has soared thanks to a reality TV show. Strictly Come Dancing is one of the big TV shows. Millions of people tune in every Saturday night to watch the show, which airs from September right up to Christmas. In the show, a number of professional ballroom dancers each dance with a celebrity. Every week, they have to learn a different ballroom dance and perform it live on TV on Saturday night. The show demonstrates how glamorous ballroom dancing is. The celebrities get to wear colorful dresses and suits to dance in, and it looks like a lot of fun. The TV program also shows what good exercise it can be to ballroom dance, and what hard work is involved in learning the dances and performing them properly. Dance schools around the country have seen a boost in the number of people wanting to learn how to dance. And it's not only old people who are interested. Lots of children and young people in their 20s are keen to learn.
Questions 18 to 20 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the passage. Recently, a couple in New Zealand were forbidden from naming their baby son For Real. Even though New Zealand has quite liberal rules about naming children, names beginning with a number are not allowed. They decided to call him Superman instead. In many countries around the world, unusual names for children are becoming more popular, especially since the increasing trend for celebrities to give their children unusual names. Some parents choose names which come from popular culture. For example, there have been 6 boys named Gandalf, after the character in the Lord of the Rings novels and films. Equally, names related to sports are fairly common. Since 1984, 36 children have been called Arsenal after the football team. Other parents like to make up names or combine names to make their own unique version, a method demonstrated by Jordan, the British model, who recently invented the name Thiami for her daughter by combining the names Thea and Amy, the two grandmothers. She was quoted as saying that the accent and double letters were added to make the name more exotic. Other countries have much stricter rules when it comes to naming children. Countries including Japan, Denmark, Spain, Germany, and Argentina have an approved list of names from which parents must choose. Section C, News Broadcast. In this section, you will hear several news items. Listen to them carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Questions 21 to 23 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news.
11 fishing boat crew who had been stranded since October in a remote part of Russia's Far East have been rescued after sheltering nearly 3 months at an abandoned military base. The 8 men and 3 women took refuge at the base after their small boats collided on October 10th. Their attempts to fix one of the boats did not succeed, and they had to remain at the abandoned base where there were only flour and cooking fat. Other supplies at the base, which was abandoned in 2003, included Christmas ornaments, and the crew members put them up on a small tree inside their quarters. But supplies began running low, and early this week, 5 set off on foot across snowfields. On Friday, after 4 days of trudging, they reached a working military radio station. The center called rescuers and helicopters were sent to take the 11 to the regional capital.
Questions 24 and 25 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news.
Spain's King Juan Carlos, with 32 years on the throne, turned 70 Saturday. But after years of undeniable adulation among Spaniards for putting down an attempted coup in 1981, he's recently faced more difficult times. Small groups of leftists have burned his photo, and fiery criticism has also come from the right, with one leading conservative radio host calling for him to step down. Juan Carlos fired back with a rare public defense of his reign in a recent speech. "It's been the longest period of stability and prosperity in Spain ever in a parliamentary monarchy," the king said.
Questions 26 and 27 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news. It goes against religious taboos in Iraq to involve women in fighting. But three recent suicide bombings carried out by women could indicate insurgents are growing increasingly desperate. On November 4th, a woman detonated an explosive vest next to a U.S. patrol in Diyala's regional capital, Bakuba, 35 miles northeast of Baghdad, wounding 7 U.S. troops and 5 Iraqis. On December 7th, a woman attacked the offices of a Diyala-based Sunni group fighting al-Qaeda in Iraq, killing 15 people and wounding 35. Then, on December 31st, a bomber in Bakuba detonated her suicide vest close to a police patrol, wounding 5 policemen and 4 civilians. Questions 28 to 30 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news.
Chinese government is poised to conduct its first national survey of pollution sources in February to help control environmental deterioration in the country. The study will identify and collect data on sources of industrial, agricultural, and residential pollution for 2 months. Last year, China's environment was facing a grave situation, with several major rivers and lakes clogged by industrial waste. China's environmental cleanup is compromised by more than 2 decades of rapid economic growth and a lack of technology especially. Every province, autonomous region, and municipality has set up a census office and will report to a main center staffed by officials from government departments. Data will be reviewed multiple times before being put into a database and will be analyzed in the second half of 2008. Findings will be examined and approved by mid-2009.
This is the end of listening comprehension.